So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So one of my hobbies that I love to play, and I play it as much as I can, and I watch it as often as I can, is basketball. Now, I'm 5'7", in case you wondered. some people said I picked up the wrong sport. I probably should have been a jockey on a horse or something like that. And then we get the usual jokes. Do you run through people's legs and all of that kind of thing? And it's like, no, we step back, we shoot the three, and we score 30-odd points a game. Thank you very much. And we win games because of that. But basketball's taught me an awful lot. It's taught me that it doesn't matter what size you are, what shape you are, what physical attributes you have. It's about making the most of what you've got. So I'm a slim guy, I'm quick, I've got a quick first step, a good outside shooter, I can pass the ball, good no-look passing, I've got great peripheral vision. So using those skills, which I've developed over time, enables me to be better on court. And you're like, well, what's that got to do with business? Well, you know, basketball's like a big man's game, isn't it? You know, if you're 6'8" and built, then you can rebound the ball, you can dunk it back in. But basketball's not just about that. Just as business isn't just about being a great marketer or a great financials guy or being a great manager or a great director or a great strategist or a great planner. It's about having a team on board. So when I play basketball, I shoot the ball and I tell our 6'8" guy, go get me the ball. When you get it, give it back and I'll take another shot. We win so many games like that. It's exactly what we do in business. So in business, I tell our content designers to create content. They go off, they create the content, they drive traffic back to the website, we get people on the phone, and then we close them. And either I close them or a salesperson closes them, whatever needs to be. But it's not me doing everything. Just as if it was just you running your business, you know for a fact that you can't just run your business constantly without anybody else doing it. You end up doing everything and you end up doing nothing effectively because you're so busy doing everything from the cleaning, ordering printer toners and swapping paper and just random stuff, you know. So that's not what being in business is about. It's a team sport. And if you can get the right team on board, that's how in the NBA, those teams win championships by having good key players that all do different things. So the first thing that basketball taught me was that you don't have to be a certain height, a certain size. You don't have to have a particular skill set. You can have one of many skill sets and they all contribute to that team winning. The second thing that it taught me is that you can turn things around in a heartbeat. We played a game. We were like 13, 14 points down. We had 2 minutes left. We went on for a full court press and we ended up winning that game by 3 or 4 points. We were at the bottom of the league, brand new team, full of 16-year-olds we used to run. I was 18, 19 at the time. And we were playing against the top team in the league and we beat them. We beat them in the last 2 minutes of the game, full court press. We played to our strengths, which was we were young, we were aggressive, we were fast, and it took them by surprise and we turned the game around. That's taught me that it doesn't matter what's going on out there. It doesn't matter who you're up against, who your competition is. You can still win this game of business, okay? And so that's the second thing that my hobby actually taught me. The third thing that it taught me is that the more you practice, the luckier you get. The more you practice on the right things, I should say, the luckier you get. I see people working 60 to 80 hour weeks. You don't need to work at 60 to 80 hour weeks if you're running your business properly. And if you are running that many hours, I would suggest that you're not running your business properly because you're the one who's having to do everything instead of ordering people around, getting other people to do the things that they need to get done. I just had a meeting with my team this morning and we're talking about my YouTube videos like this one and that when they get uploaded to YouTube, can you schedule them out on social media? On Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays and Sundays. So we've always got videos going out every single day on YouTube and then those videos are going out on social media as well. So literally that conversation is as it took as long as I've just explained it to you. That's how long it took, 30 seconds to a minute. Now somebody else is going to take all those videos and start putting them out there. That's my team. And the team, you know, when people go, there's no I in team. But there is a, there's an M and an E, me, and there's an I in win as well, by the way. But it shouldn't be about that. One of the things that used to frustrate me in playing basketball and sometimes in my business is I'd have to turn into Michael Jordan to come out and win the game. And it's exhausting doing that. I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to do that because in my business, I've got people who can step up and win the game for us because we operate as a team. It's not down to one individual person. And then if they, incapacitated for some reason, the whole thing falls down. That's not how a team should work. When one person's off, another person can step in. There's no single point of failure in my business, and there shouldn't be a single point of failure in your business. And for most businesses, you are the single point of failure. And so you've got to find a way of stepping out of it, so that then you've got other people that can do those tasks. Now, obviously, you've got this issue of being able to afford to do that. At some point, you've got to take a leap of faith. We've had that several times in my businesses. And you've got to take that leap of faith. But you do that by storing up excess cash. And then when you've got enough cash to last you 3 to 6 months, then you can make that shift. Because if it doesn't work, or if it takes up to 6 months, you've still got the cash to make it work. All right, I hope that's useful for you. Just wanted to share some of the reasons why I play basketball and how that's helped me in my business. I'd like to know what hobbies you have and how that's helped you in your business. If you can let me know in the box down below, that'd be really useful. My name's Dan Latto. We'll speak to you on the next video. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.